The southern border of the United States is wide open, and the federal government has been conducting a wide-scale criminal operation of flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing them across the United States, and providing them with homes and financial support. The GOP's talking point has been that this is all about election fraud, but this has been happening all across the Western world for over a decade. This is something far more sinister than election fraud. The population division of the United Nations concerns themselves with international migration. In the year 2000, they published Replacement Migration, a solution put forth to deal with declining and aging populations. For years, we were told that this was a conspiracy theory. But now that we are seeing tens of millions murdered by the experimental shots, it is becoming more clear what the objective is. We are told that these are poor families fleeing tyranny. But there are massive amounts of healthy young men without any families. And time again, we have seen them act violently against the native population, with very little repercussions from the law. As we are expecting the announcement of Disease X and another lockdown, a recent report from UK's Jim Ferguson provides a plausible explanation of what we are seeing.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35, young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped to France. They all sign the Official Secrets Act. Then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious. They're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
John, I mean, you say you spoke to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed. Because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks. And they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in because there's a cultural disassociation. And that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people didn't realize, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, Joe.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed, and unfortunately it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people in 10 minutes.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.